Classic Rock 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared here with you. Good Sunday morning on Delmarva. It's going to be a questionable day with the weather. And so we got that today. I try to keep you updated on what's going on with the snowstorm and some other things we're going to get into. I want to talk to you a little bit about the whole GameStop stock thing that's going on for a little bit and some nostalgic businesses, things like that. And I want to talk to you about getting ripped off by buying things online. Didn't actually happen to me, but I've seen some stories about it. So I want to share those with you and get your thoughts. More coming up. I'll be here with you till 3 o'clock right here today on The Vault. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9. Jared Moore is with you. More coming up.
This is the DJ 3000. It has three distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, well, hot dog. We have a wiener. Looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns.
How does he keep up with the news like that?
Jared Morris, rocking your weekend. Delmarva weather.
Right, want to hitch up with some weather for the weekend since the snow's been on people's minds. A little bit of snow could be up to an inch today, but mixing and changing into rain in the evening. 37 is the high today, going down to 36 tonight. Increasingly windy with rain and snow at times becoming all rain. Good deal, but the gust could be up to 35 mile per hour for the wind. That's in the overnight. There's a coastal flood watch in effect as well. That is starting Monday at 7 a.m. going till 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Coastal flood in effect from Monday morning through Tuesday afternoon. All right, this is The Vault. More coming up. Classic Rock 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared here with you. Have you ever ordered something from the internet that wasn't exactly what you expected it to be? I would call it ripped off. I don't know. Well, there's these sites like this site Wish. I've never gone on there to buy anything, but I've seen a lot of people who have bought stuff say it's not exactly what we expected. It's not what we paid for. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Here's a clip from a fella that was trying to buy an 8-gigabyte hard drive, 8-terabyte hard drive, I should say, from Wish, and this is what happened.
But I picked this one out, which is a 8-terabyte large capacity, portable USB 3.0, solid state, HDD, SSD, hard drive for home, office, universal.
But when he opened it up, he found it was just 4 USB sticks inside and not an actual hard drive.
Then I got 128 gigs in USB flash drives for $80 that run at USB 2.0, I believe. Well, I didn't expect them to be 32 gigabytes each, that's for sure.
All's well that ends. Because now he had something to fill up his trash can.
There is one thing that Wish is doing right, though, is providing us with a continuous consistency of crap, like so. I'll just put that to the side and...
Yeah, go to our Facebook, it's The Vault Rocks on Facebook, and let me know. You ever buy something from the internet and it wasn't what you expected? This is The Vault, more coming up. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault, talking about internet scams, but not... people trying to scam you necessarily, buying from stores, buying online and not getting what you asked paid for and not getting what you expected. I'm talking right now about Wish because I was watching all these videos online about this Chinese site, Wish.com. Very low prices for everything, but they often, you don't get what you think you're going to get, that kind of thing. Here's one from Austin Evans on YouTube. Here's what he says.
YouTuber Dragonic Warfare ordered an SD card off of Wish. He basically received nothing and they didn't give him his money back. Same exact thing happened to my sister. Megan, you basically ordered Chinese Air.
I did.
And the moral of the story is too good to be true is often too good to be true. That's why it's a saying, because it's true. That's what they say. More, let me know. If you go to our Facebook page, The Vault Rocks on Facebook, and let me know what you think. You ever gotten ripped off or scammed on... buying something online. Classic Rock 103.5, 102.9, The Vault.
Rocking your weekend with Jared Morris. Delmarva weather.
Well, the weather forecast says more snow, but very little in the way of accumulation because it's going to start raining tonight. Today it's high of 37, going down about 36 in the p.m. Snow and sleet in the p.m. on Monday evening as well, with 44 being the high, keeping the ground pretty warm, going on to 31 degrees at night. It's your three-day forecast for Delmarva on The Vault. Classic Rock 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared's here with you, and the big question today heading into tomorrow is just what's up with the snow? How much snow are we going to get? Is it going to be terrible? And the answer seems to be we are going to get snow. Hopefully it'll be warm enough that it doesn't really affect us as much as it's going to in some of the northern states, which you'll be seeing that New York and places like that are going to see, are supposed to see a whole heap of it, a whole heap. Well, I certainly hope that tomorrow morning and the next day when they're saying that we could get like an inch of snow, I hope it's not that bad because I got to drive to work at 4 a.m. So, you know, if you could send your positive thoughts and vibes my way, I'd be much enthused by that. Yes, I would. Indeed, I would, friends. Indeed, I would. All right. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9. It's The Vault.
Let's check the death count from the killer storm.
As of now, the death count is zero, but it is ready to shoot right up.
Oh, my God. Damn you, snow!
Jared Morris.
Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared here with you. Hope you're having a good one today. And we are talking about, have you ever ordered something online and gotten ripped off, not gotten what you expected? Maybe you ordered something from like Wish, it came to, from China, and it was not even what you thought it would be. I was looking it up this week, and you know what the number one question on that Wish.com's website is? Should I be worried about catching coronavirus from Wish packages originating in China? Well, you know, the Minnesota Department of Public Health actually answered that question.
Can I get coronavirus from a package being delivered from China?
The time it would take for it to get here would be plenty of time for the virus to lose its viability.
On the Wish site, they say the World Health Organization has not recommended any restrictions of trade to and from China. So you're all good if you're ordering from China. It's fine. But then a bunch of people are saying, I still don't know if I'd risk it. How about you? This is Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault.
Delmarva weather.
A complete look at the weather picture says that today, high 37, just 36 at night, a little bit of snow, rain late, and then in the morning, we'll see some snow and some sleet possibly, and turning into sleet in the p.m. on Monday evening. 44 is the high, so it's sort of warm that day, going down to just 31 at night, and there's a coastal flood watch. Now that is for Monday, February the 1st, through at 7 a.m. through Tuesday at 5 p.m. This is your forecast on The Vault. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared here with you. Your Consumer Watch, Sunday here on The Vault. Not really, but I've been reading and watching videos and things of people that are buying things online from one company in particular, Wish.com, which has some crazy amount of deals on there. And some are saying they got ripped off, they didn't get their items. Others are saying it was the best deal of their life. Wonder if you've ever used it. Did you ever get ripped off online by trying to buy something that you know is too good to be true, something like that? Here's a positive review. I mean, sort of. This is from YouTube channel 1179, whatever that is. This is them talking about a deal they got on headphones.
I'm really torn right now because at $30, these are bar none the best headphones I've ever tried. Like, it's not even close. And yet, these are really $300 headphones. I can't help the feeling that someone stole these, or
skimmed the stock off the top.
Yeah, there's like a truck fell off the box or something. If you want to go take a gamble on some risky Wish headphones, by all means, go ahead. I guess it worked out for us.
Well, listen, if you're cool with shopping at flea markets and stuff, you're probably okay with, you know, bootleg merchandise, that kind of thing. Just make sure that the truck doesn't fall off the box.
A truck fell off the box.
A truck fell off the box. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, Jared on The Vault. It's Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Talking about buying things online, whether or not you've gotten scammed, things like that. I found a report. I'm talking mostly about Wish.com. I've never ordered on there, but I've seen a lot of people are saying that they don't get what they think they're getting. And they're saying the moral of the story is, you get what you pay for, herbidurity, that kind of thing. So what about you? Do you ever order from that site or any other site that's not been what you thought it would be? Go to our Facebook page, The Vault Rocks on Facebook, and let me know. Here's a story. This is a couple years old from News 11 in Indianapolis, and they uncovered some people who had some fraudulent charges on their account.
I bet you wish you could get jewelry, shoes, and clothes online for cheap prices in an easy way.
Not so fast. Not only did she get a text alert for $45, she received yet another one, this time for $72.
Saw where they were from, opened up the app to Wish to see what the heck was going on. I'm glad that we're able to get out there and, you know, let people know so they can check their accounts and find out if they've been hit.
For me, I think the biggest problem would be it takes so long to get stuff from overseas, and the shipping is outrageous. That's what I'd be more concerned about, rather than the COVID and the whatever else. This is Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9. It's the
Jared Morris, rocking your weekend. Tell Marva weather.
Time now for a look at the weather picture. They are still predicting lots of snowfall that could be in the northeast. I'm talking Philadelphia is going to see some snow and rain, but Pittsburgh, Boston, New York, they're going to get blanketed. At least that's the prediction right now. They're calling for it to be local blizzard conditions on Monday and major travel disruptions. That could all change, though, as these things sometimes do. Look at our forecast. Says right now, today it's going to be a high of 37 going on to just 36 tonight. And some snow maybe tomorrow morning. 44 is the high, 31 at night. Snow and sleet in the PM. That's your forecast for Delmarva here on The Vault. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Jared here with you. Have you been following what's been going on with the GameStop stocks and the internet Reddit and the Wall Street and everything? You been following that at all? I'm trying to because it's interesting, but I don't have that much of an understanding of the stock market and things like that. I have a good friend who is a financial advisor, and he's trying to explain it to me. Use like children's terms. Well, say you got three peaches, and the other guy has five peaches. Whatever, you know. I don't have any peaches. How many peaches do I have? I do think it's fascinating. It makes me think, too. A lot of the news is reporting that. So what happened is, you've got a bunch of Redditors who decided to invest in GameStop stock because they found out that hedge funds were short selling them, basically betting on them to fail, right? And so they didn't like that. They thought they could, you know, whatever. And, see, I told you. And anyway, a lot of the news reports are like, well, they were nostalgic for GameStop, and so they tried to save the company. That's not exactly what happened. But I guess in simple terms it is. And it got me thinking about other companies and businesses that we're nostalgic for. If you had to name the number one company, business, organization that's not around anymore, that you wish was still around, that you have long for those days of, what would it be? Go to our Facebook page. It's The Vault Rocks on Facebook. And riddle me that, Batman, because I'd like to find out. I got it on my Facebook, too. Jared Morris Radio on Facebook. All right, listen, kids, more coming up. You're on The Vault.
Jared Morris. Rocking your weekend with Jared Morris. Rocking your weekend. Jared Morris. The Vault.
Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. Just a little bit more of a deep dive in what's going on with the buying and selling of stocks by traders online, places like Reddit and Twitter, and GameStop and some other stocks as well, Nokia, and there was a few others as well. AMC Theaters. There's a big article out today that said that the Redditors have saved AMC Theaters. I don't really know. I'm not really sure what the right answer is here because I'm not a financial analyst, and I guess it just depends on what side you're looking at. I heard an interview with the dude that was actually the basis for the movie The Wolf in Wall Street. Spent time in prison for price rigging or fixing the market, things like that. Here's what he had to say about it.
He has to see an NEC playing catch up ball. They're always trying to figure out how to even stop it. So eventually, they will do something here, and they'll come up with some laws or circuit breakers that don't allow this to happen. But that could take 3 to 6 months. It will eventually, I believe, stop, and it should.
It's happening, and it's interesting to watch. But I want to know, what company, business, store that used to exist that's gone now that you are nostalgic for, that you would still shop at if it still existed? You can go to our Facebook. It's The Vault Rocks on Facebook. And let me know. This is Jared Morris on The Vault. Classic Rock, 103.5, 102.9, The Vault. You know, it just occurred to me, Groundhog Day is going to be on, what's that, Tuesday, the February the 2nd? And they're calling for a lot of snow, man. In fact, let's check the forecast.
Delmarva weather.
For our area, a little snow today, rain, 37 to high, going on to 36 at night tomorrow, a high of 44, snow and sleet in the PM, so not going to be sticking too much, but it could be frozen roads, cool air, things like that. 31 is the low. And that's your forecast for Delmarva here on The Vault. All right, kids, I got to roll. I had a good time spending the weekend with you here on The Vault, though. Always appreciate the contributions and the texts and all that. If you want to get in on any of the conversation, you can check out our website, or our Facebook, The Vault Rocks, vaultrocks.com is the website. You can go to my Facebook, Jared Morris Radio, and I've got a personal one, too, if you want to go on there, see what I'm up to, writing books and playing songs, things like that. All right, man. Well, listen, yeah, have a good one. I'll be back on Saturday right here on The Vault to enjoy our time together once again. And so until then, I say good night, God bless, and good day, sir. I said good day, sir.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. Good day, sir.
Jared Morris, The Vault.